Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on Sports Talk, wrapping up our talk about the NCAA baseball tournament, Baton Rouge Regional, as LSU gets ready to host. First action on Friday will be 2 o'clock first pitch, which you can hear on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Could it be Anthony Ianson on the mound for the LSU Tigers? We won't know probably until moments before the game on Friday. Jay Johnson keeping everything very close to the vest. We're definitely expecting it to be Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson. Well, Ianson just spoke to the media, and here's what he had to say as the Tigers are getting ready for postseason play.
What was your media reaction to just seeing the names fall through for the Richmond?
Honestly, didn't really care who we played. Stopped listening after we got the top 8 seed. That was what I really wanted to have. Just another opponent. They're going to be good. 9 hitters in the lineup who are good at hitting, so just have to execute one game at a time.
What do you feel like the confidence level of this team is entering this postseason run?
Yeah, I think it's really high. I think all the wins and losses that we've had, we've learned from them, learned the positive and the negatives, and it's going to be really good for us going forward.
I know that was games and games ago, but do you remember anything from seeing Dallas Baptist earlier this year?
Yeah, a lot of good players. They swing the bat well, good pitching, get ahead in the count. So, it'll be fun just playing in the regional.
As the season's progressed, you've done a lot better job avoiding kind of a slow start or getting into some trouble in your first couple innings. What's been the key to that?
Honestly, just telling myself with the second inning, as soon as the game starts, I just want to start out off the bat, strike one, strike two, get out the first guy that I see. So just trying to be more aggressive right out the gate.
I could tell you and Kay were locked in, not having too much emotion during the show, but what did you think about the broadcast calling you all a 1-2 punch?
It was fun. I love pitching after him. Obviously he's a great dude, goes about his business the right way. Very great pitcher, and he'll pitch for a long time. So it's fun to be a part of that.
How have y'all pushed each other throughout this season? As the broadcast mentioned, y'all have both had so much success in different portions.
Yeah, I think just our play on the field, we try to like top each other's outings and stuff like that. It's all friendly competition, though. We both know that we'll be better, and us playing better individually will help the other person. So I think that's good.
We've seen the LSU offense struggle at times this year. I guess as a pitcher, do you ever offer any words of advice or encouragement to the guys at the plate? Maybe tell them what you're seeing.
I have full faith in our offense. They're great. They work hard every day. There's slow points for everybody, and I think them just, continuing to play and just be themselves is going to help them. And I have full faith in them, obviously.
Can you speak to the quality of pitchers in the conference and in the game in its entirety? I guess we're seeing a lot more low-scoring games. I guess just as a pitcher, how much do you guys take pride in that and kind of understand the elevation of what you guys are doing out there?
Yeah. I mean, as pitchers, we understand, it's getting later in the season. We have to be more sharp. So I think the focus is just turned up a little bit more from every pitcher. I think there's going to be a lot more low-scoring games, just more competitive at-bats, and every pitch is going to matter just a little bit more.
Well, these guys are starting to step up in the entire pitching staff. What do you think has sort of clicked for everybody in terms of the unit as a whole? What's working for the rest of the guys as well?
Yeah, just literally being tough and together. Obviously the pitching staff, We all have to be together and tough to win this thing. So I think just taking pride in what you're doing is the biggest thing for us.
You likely won't pitch on game one. So, like, walk us through, like, take us through a game day with you when you're not pitching. Like, what are you doing in the dugout, like, during the game? Like, you know, are you trying to, like, you know, do you pump the guys up? Do you, like, let them do their thing? Like, what's it like with being with Anthony Hyacin on a game that he's not going to pitch in?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys screaming and stuff in the dugout. I'm more of a one-on-one type of guy. If I see a guy is thinking about, you know, some failure that they have in the game, kind of talk to him, just remind him there's a lot of game left. You know, there's no reason to beat yourself up. You're going to get another chance. Another opportunity, and I'll probably be holding an Uncrestable with it. Talking to him. Yeah, I do chart, yes, sir.
You guys were probably like a 2, 3, or 4 seed when you went to the tournament at UC San Diego. So how do you kind of safeguard against the team that's a lower seed that has that kind of chip on its shoulder mentality and play your brand of baseball?
Yeah, we talk a lot about it's not who you play, it's how you play. That's why I had a straight face when we saw the teams, because it really doesn't matter who you play, it's how you play. Like I said earlier, it's 9 people in the lineup, they're going to be really talented, so you just have to execute.
Does it help you at all, the fact that you guys face DBU? Does it help just you as a pitcher, the fact that, you know, you guys face them already and kind of know a little bit about their tendencies or whatnot?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it helps us knowing, you know, how the players swing, how they operate as a team and what their philosophy is. So I think playing them before helped us.
Pitcher Anthony Hyacin, a cool cat on the mound this year, 2.77 ERA. He's got 9-2 win-loss record. And after the SEC tournament, you can add a save to that column as well. How surprised were you to see Jay go to him?
I was definitely a little bit shocked at the time. And then you hear Jay kind of talk through it. And you're like, oh,
okay.
Yeah. No, I get it. 125 strikeouts this year and 84 and a third innings pitched, Steve.
Yeah.
Only giving up 66 hits in those 84 innings pitched. What else can you say about the year that Anthony Hyacin had? I mean, he was a very highly touted transfer player for this LSU team. He surpassed every expectation we had.
Absolutely.
He's been fantastic. And that 1-2 punch of Cade Anderson and Anthony Hyacin, Jay Johnson said it before, LSU's path to Omaha runs through those two guys. They get into the regional winner's bracket, and they get to the 2-0 in the regional, and they can win a super on the backs of those two guys at the box. I mean, that Jay's onto something. Those two guys, it's the 1-2 punch is so supremely important, and LSU is one of the best in the country, and it's because of Anthony Hyacin kind of picking up with that friendly rivalry, as he mentioned, with Cade Anderson.
Yeah, Anthony, Cade Anderson, 3.54 ERA, 89 innings pitched. He's got an 8-1 record, and you're looking at that he struck out 145 in those 89 innings pitched.
Yeah, that's some pretty good strikeout numbers. As I had mentioned earlier on the show, LSU, 11.9 strikeouts per 9 innings pitched, is number one in the country, tied with Vanderbilt, who's the number one seed in the entire bracket. Pretty good numbers, Steve. 3.72 team ERA, ranks 7th in the country and 2nd in the SEC, only behind Texas. And, I mean, a lot of it does have to do with those two guys, and they are the headliners for sure. But this LSU pitching staff as a whole has just been so awesome, especially late in the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.